This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at Rewind 2024 and I'm joined by David Grant. Lovely to have you with us, David.
It's lovely to be here, Alan. Really lovely.
Now, I remember in my early days doing nightclub work, DJing, playing things like Imagination, Just an Illusion, all that kind of music. You were playing with Lynx as well at the time. Such a cool vibe. Was the big influence on your life to create that kind of stuff?
The Brit funk movement that spawned groups like Imagination, Lynx, Central Line, Light of the World, High Tension. I think that what happened was that we loved listening to American music, but then we wanted to filter it through our own experience, through the lives that we were living, through the music of our heritage, because most of us were of Caribbean heritage, and through the music that was all around us. You see, one of the great advantages that you have in Britain, that at the time certainly you didn't have in America, was that in Britain you turn on the radio, you'd hear Sly and the Family Stone, and they'd be followed by the Rolling Stones. You know, you'd hear T-Rex, and they'd be followed by Stevie Wonder. In America, it's very much narrow casting, not broadcasting. You're either listening to rock or R&B or soul, or, you know, and to an extent, it's still like that. So we had, I think, the great advantage of understanding music, you know, and, you know, from ABBA to Boskaggs, from A to B, from A to Z, actually, all the way through, understanding different genres and able to filter what we loved, which was soul and funk and jazz, through the sensibilities of the other things that we were hearing, and making something that was fresh and new. And I think the Lynx were really a part of that, as were Imagination, as were Light of the World, the Central Line.
Such a vibe, you know. It was a great time to have that kind of music when you listen to it in a club, or you know, listen to it in the car. There's such a great vibe about it. And you know, you've worked with some great artists as well, you know, Jackie Graham, people like that. What's it like kind of trying out new stuff the first time, or working with different people for the first time?
It's incredible when you try something new, when there's been an idea in your head and you think it's going to work if I do it with this person, or it's going to work if it's produced by this person. And then what happens, it's almost like magic, that whoever the other person that you're thinking will have an effect on it, when it's filtered through their interpretation, it becomes something different. It's like having the impression that, you know, if I put my DNA with someone else's DNA, then the child that we produce will look exactly like a cross of the two of us. But then anybody knows, if you look at a family with more than one child, they don't look like each other necessarily at all. Everybody has their own characteristics, and so it is with a song. You've got an idea of what it's going to sound like, you bring somebody else in, and suddenly you're into a whole new adventure, and you have no idea what the destination's going to be, except that there is a chance it's going to be great.
So do you enjoy stepping out your comfort zone then?
Completely, which is part of the reason why I'm back out performing. I think that with vocal coaching, presenting, you know, radio presenting, book writing, the things that I've been doing, all the things around music, mentoring, helping management companies, I've been in a comfort zone, because when you perform, you step into the lion's den, you put yourself out in front of people. And I just thought, I'm getting too comfortable here. I want to have the thrill of the potential of falling flat on my face or soaring like Icarus. It's either one or the other, you know. So that's what's going to happen today. Hopefully it will soar, or I'll crash and burn. But one thing's for sure, it's not going to be boring.
I've never heard Daedalus and Icarus used in an interview question, but that's really good. Well, I like that. I was actually surprised to see you've presented songs of praise quite a few times as well.
I have.
So is faith a big part of your life too?
Faith is a huge part of my life. You know, I think that actually the things that we believe, our values, whether those values are expressed in religious beliefs or simply how we treat one another, are integral to who we are. You know, I think that for me, when I sing, I feel like I am doing something that I was made to do, that I was born to do, that I was given the opportunity to do, that I'd be doing, and I always do, when there's nobody listening, you know. So it doesn't matter if there are 12,000 people, 20,000 people, or nobody, I'm going to be doing this. And I really believe that everybody is given something that marks them out. And the individuality that we all have, I put down to the fact that we are created to be individual. And in the words of Oscar Wilde, you know, I always tell my students, be yourself, everyone else is taken.
What I'm getting from you when you go out on stage, as you will be today, is you're almost not going out there to perform, you're kind of going out there to share.
That's exactly the phrase that I use to Carrie, my wife. And I say that, you know, what's different between my performance now and in the 80s is that I was going out there with the hope of impressing people, with the hope of making people want to buy my music. Now I go out there to share. I am having the best possible time, and I want everybody who hears me to join me in having the best possible time. It's an open invitation which you can accept or decline, but one thing is certain, whether or not you're with me, I am going to have a great time. So come and join the party.
David, that's great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.